This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dan Danner. He's the president and CEO of NFIB, which is, of course, the National Federation of Independent Businesses. We want to get his thoughts on the small business package that the president is signing into law today, as well as what he believes are the real keys to small business expansion and, therefore, a return of jobs in the private sector. And, Dan, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. It's great to be here.
Well, this piece of legislation, which the president finally got through the Congress last week, was one that he touted before summer recess, when he came back from his vacation, as soon as Congress returned. He clearly spent a lot of political capital on trying to push this forward. He finally got what he wanted here, but how much good will it do? He claims that this could lead to the creation of about 500,000 jobs.
Well, I got to say, we don't think it will do much. Most small businesses today want two things. They want more customers, and they want certainty and predictability in the economic outlook going forward, and right now they don't have either of those.
So this bill doesn't address either of that, customers or certainty?
It does not. What it says is in some ways it could make it easier for you to get a loan to expand your business, but most of the small businesses we talk to don't want to expand now, particularly when they look at the uncertainty that's out there for any business going forward.
I know you're particularly concerned about the soon-to-be-expiring Bush tax cuts from either 7 or 9 years ago, depending on which tax cuts we're talking about. Which tax cuts in that whole basket, because it's not just income tax cuts, even though that's gotten most of the attention, are most critical for establishing certainty and allowing businesses to plan for the future?
Well, certainly, as you indicated, rates are at the top. But then there's a lot more. The alternative minimum tax, estate taxes. Many of our small business owners are independently held family businesses, and they want to know if I'm going to be able to pass this business on to my kids and grandkids. And the prospect of 55% estate taxes are pretty scary to them. So there's a lot of things in the tax area alone, plus the cost of health care and a whole new regulatory environment that scares them as well.
That's a couple of very important points, and let's dive into each of them briefly. First of all, on the income tax front, and as it relates to certainty, if the current tax rates, especially for the highest tax bracket, which a lot of small businesses fall into, are allowed to expire, explain how the thought process then works for a small business owner impacted by that. How will different decisions be made based on what those rates are?
Sure. If you're an S-corp or you're a partnership, the top rate has a very direct effect because you pay at the individual rate. So you give more to the government in taxes, it means you have less to invest in your business, less to hire new employees, less to expand. It comes directly out of your pocket. So if you're looking to create jobs, you take less money away from those who are creating jobs, and it will have an impact.
About the regulation, obviously there's a lot of debate here in Washington about the increasing role of government, whether it's the new health care laws, potential ideas that the administration is pursuing in the area of energy and so forth. What are the ones that small business owners are focusing on the most here?
Well, a couple. I think in particular the kinds of things that they expect to be coming out of the Labor Department, OSHA in particular. When OSHA has hired a couple hundred new inspectors to levy fines and penalties, that's pretty scary for small businesses out there who thought that OSHA ought to be provide them compliance assistance, not just fines and penalties. And the same thing is true in wage and hour kinds of things, which hit little guys a lot, and the current environment seems to be more inspectors, more fines, more penalties, and a lot of that's directed at small businesses.
Dan, in terms of what else would help, whether it's in the final days of this Congress or potentially the next one, we've talked a lot about the tax cuts, of course, and what regulation lawmakers might be able to avoid. What sort of proactive assistance are business owners looking for from Washington, or are they just basically looking for Washington to leave them alone?
But I think much more the latter. You know, the old do no harm. Let me run my business. Give me some certainty. You know, let's extend the tax cuts. Let's put a hold on new regulations. In health care, I mean, our opinion is we ought to scrap the bill that passed and start over so that small businesses could have a better idea what the future cost of their health care is going to be. And then they can plan for over 6 months. They can plan for a year or two or five. And if you're going to spend a lot of money investing, that's what you need.
We're talking with Dan Danner, the president and CEO of the NFIB, National Federation of Independent Businesses. And Dan, last question here before we let you go. Obviously, you've been very concerned about some of the things that are coming out of Washington, and I know a lot of business owners are as well. Do you get the sense that political priorities are perhaps trumping the ideas that might help them best, or do you get the sense that a lot of people here in Washington just don't understand small business very well?
That's a tough choice. I mean, I think there's some of both. Clearly, there are not enough people here in Washington that, in our view, have signed the front of a paycheck, not just the back. And they don't understand the kind of decisions small businesses go through. They don't understand how hard it is to start and grow a small business. But in addition to that, clearly, we're in a very gotcha kind of political environment that is not very productive to real solutions either. So I think both of those, we need more people to understand small business, and we need to fix the current political environment as well.
Dan, we'll have to leave it there for now. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg. It's a pleasure being with you.
Excellent. Look forward to having you back soon. Dan Danner, President and CEO of NFIB. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.